This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 131.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, I'm back with another Q&A show here. I hope you're doing awesome. Thanks for tuning in here. And guys, we've had some real cool guests over the course of the last couple of months. All the guests are cool, but you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had John Lee Dumas on one of the master classes from Entrepreneur on Fire. Guy has close to 2,000 podcasts, runs a seven-figure online business. Just brilliant entrepreneur. You guys definitely want to check out that show. It's episode 126. We followed that up with Joe McCall. That was another well-received podcast, so definitely check that one out, 128. And then last week, we had Darren Collins, who you guys might not know, but this is somebody who is sending out, you know, just over a million postcards a year, doing upwards of 15 to 20 deals a month, operates in different markets. And so on that particular episode, you know, we talked about how to scale a wholesaling business. We talked about direct mail. We talked about cold calling, hiring rock stars. And that's actually where I want to pick up this Q&A, because I've had several emails come in since that episode was released about, you know, just best practices as far as hiring rock stars, where to find them, you know, what to look for. And what's interesting is that that's actually one of the things that, you know, I want to encourage you to listen to Darren's response towards the end of that interview. But so I want to share with you kind of from my perspective. You know, I've been knee deep into building a team here locally for my wholesaling business. And, you know, at one point we got up to 8 people on our team. And now, you know, my team consists of 5 of us. We have 2 acquisitions managers, a sales or a dispositions manager, a transaction coordinator. Actually, my transaction coordinator and one of my acquisitions managers is the same person. So, and then we have myself, obviously, and a virtual assistant out in the Philippines. And, you know, the more I invest into my team and the more I focus on training them on a daily basis, yeah, we've gone from doing weekly trainings to now daily trainings. You know, I talked a couple of episodes ago about how I paid for them and I sent them out to John Martinez's sales bootcamp. They came back on fire. You know, we've been lining up appointments, knocking down deals. The more I pour into them, the more the business, you know, grows. And so as far as hiring rock stars, again, I want to make sure that you guys check out episode 130 with Darren Collins, because we talk a little bit about that towards the end. But my experience is that some of my best hires have been a few degrees of separation away. And what I mean by that is tap into your network, tap into the people that you know, friends, family, people you've worked with, your social media network. Put it out there into the universe that you're looking for. You know, first of all, you know, you got to be self-aware and know what kind of business you want to grow, what kind of business you want to build, and then find the right person to compliment you, right? So if, you know, Darren talked about the fact that he sucks at admin work, at paperwork, and he's a type A personality. Well, initially, he didn't want to hire a closer. You know, he needed an admin person. He needed an assistant. And then eventually, as his company grew and scaled, then at that point, you know, he started to bring on closers. And now they're at the point where, you know, they do all their deals over the phone. You know, you might not be a type A personality and maybe you need a closer, right? Or maybe, you know, your business is at a point where it makes sense to hire someone. But the first thing I want to tell you is whether you're just getting started or you've been in this business a long time and you're a seasoned entrepreneur, seasoned investor, ABH, right? You know, we've heard ABC, always be closing. ABH, always be hiring. And that's actually something that Darren alluded to as well in that podcast episode. You always want to keep an eye out for talent, right? So, you know, if you go to a restaurant, the server, you know, who your waiter, the server, you know, do they have the stuff that closers are made out of. You know, do they have a magnetic personality? Do they seem like they're a go-getter, like they're type A? You know, talk to those people, find out, you know, what their ambitions are, what their goals are. You know, always be looking to hire talent, right? You need to look at hiring as an investment if you bring on the right person, you know? So you always want to keep an eye out for talent, right? ABH, always be hiring. That's the first thing I want to mention. Second thing is that I kind of already talked about it, is put it out there on social media that you're looking for somebody. Define exactly who you're looking for. Get crystal clear on that before you go out there and you place an ad. Know exactly what you want this person to do, what you want them to accomplish. What are their deliverables? What are their measurables? Take the time to write that down. Get clear on that, because if not, you're going to spin your wheels, you know, interviewing people. You're going to make some bad hires. And believe me, it sucks when you hire the wrong person. It sets you back because you're going to invest a bunch of time, energy, and resources into training these people, keeping them accountable. And, you know, it sets you back, I think, when you hire the wrong people. So one thing that's worked for me is when I'm hiring somebody for a particular position, I try to hire two people for the same position. And my philosophy is the cream is going to rise to the crop. Look at me. The cream is going to rise to the crop. I can't even speak today. The cream is going to rise to the top, I should say. And so, you know, if you hire two people, typically one of them is going to work out. You know, you might strike out on both, but, you know, if you have certain systems in place, and if you're pre-screening the people that are applying and you're only interviewing the rock stars, then you shouldn't have that issue. But if you hire two people, you know, I've hired people that I thought were going to work out great that didn't. And then I've made some hires where I just wasn't sure, but I wanted to give them a chance, and they ended up working out well. So by hiring two people, sometimes you can avoid losing time if you do make the wrong hire. And if you're fortunate enough that you hire two rock stars, believe me, you'll find a spot for them in their business. But another tip I want to share with you, and this is the third thing that you want to consider, is if you're going to hire a salesperson that's hungry, make sure you can feed them. And what I mean by that is make sure that you have enough leads that this person can do what they're good at, which is close. Whether they're doing deals on the phone or whether they're meeting with with sellers, the one thing you don't want to do is try to hire and scale your business if you're not at that point where you need to do that. You know, I keep alluding back to that podcast with Darren, because there was so many just gold gems on there. And one of the things Darren talked about, if you haven't heard it, is how, you know, he was talking to some dude, some investor, I forgot where they were. And the investor wanted to hire someone. And when Darren started kind of poking and probing and asking some questions, this dude only had like 50 leads he was working at the time. You know, you don't need to hire somebody to work 50 leads, right? Or even to work 100 leads. So just make sure that you're doing enough marketing that this person is going to be fed. Now, you might be ramping up your marketing. And so, yeah, you can go out there and find somebody that's going to grow with you. Just make sure that you're very clear on the type of person you're looking for. Be transparent, be honest with them. And don't be cheap. You know, compensate these people well, because a true closer, you know, it's just, they're going to pay for themselves many times over. And I think that's how, when you're growing and you're hiring, you know, your team members, and I don't call them employees, I call them team members. They're an investment. You know, you want to invest in them. You want to help them grow, achieve their maximum potential. You want to help them achieve their goals. You want to make sure that their goals are aligned with your company's goals and the mission. And if they're not, you know, don't hire that person, right? And you don't want to go cheap with these people. You know, you're not hiring a virtual assistant for $3 to $5 an hour. You know, and not to say that's wrong, you know, because virtual assistants are integral parts of a lot of teams. I know my virtual assistant's a rock star, but you just want to make sure that you're hiring talent. You're hiring the right person for the right role. So I think if I was going to kind of recap everything, is, you know, ABH, always be hiring. You want to get crystal clear on the person you want to hire. You want to tap into your network, let people know what type of person you're looking for, who you're looking for. Make sure that you have some hurdles for them to jump in the hiring process, or I should say in the application process, so that you're only interviewing the true rock stars. And then finally, a tip that's worked for me is just when you're hiring for a position, consider hiring two people if you have two people that you feel good about. So let me know your thoughts. Again, I think a lot of people that listen to the show are looking to take their wholesaling business to the next level. And I think this is the type of content that can really help you get there. But it's just a matter of, you know, taking it and implementing it. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. And guys, if you're not already part of the Flip Empire Facebook community, definitely go there, request to join. Go to flipempire.com/Facebook. And then also, if you're interested in working with me in a small group setting, you know, send me an email, let me know. I'm only looking for, first of all, it's very limited in the number of people I'm going to be working with. This is not going to be your typical coaching program. It's actually going to be more of a consulting program. And once we hop on the phone, I'll explain the difference. And it's not going to be at the high price points that, you know, you typically see out there. Not that there's anything wrong with that. There's some awesome coaches out there, but I think I'm trying to approach things a little different. And so if you think you'd get benefit from just asking me questions and tapping into me and my resources, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. We'll get a call scheduled and we'll take it from there. So, hey, listen, really appreciate you tuning in, listening to the show. If this is your first time, you know, I want to encourage you, go back and listen to a lot of the episodes that have already been recorded and released, because there's just so much valuable information and content in there. And head over to flipempire.com. You know, you can use the search bar. If there's a particular topic or area that you want to hear more about, then just use that search bar, because, you know, we're 131 episodes in. And there's a lot of valuable content in there. So make sure to tune in to the upcoming masterclass, and I'll catch you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.